You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Hello and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. Consider this your two-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that need to be heard. Coming up in the first hour, I've got new music on the way from Margo Price, as well as new music from The Beths, classic country from Tammy Wynette on the way, music coming up from Valerie June, Coco Taylor. We are going to kick off the entire 2 hours, though, with an originator, a trailblazer, a pioneer. When your initials are R&B, that alone says you have blazed a trail for the entire genre. Going back over 70 years, we are kicking things off with R&B legend Ruth Brown right now here on Girly So Groovy.
if you think you can. Gonna find a boy who can.
From an album that turns 30 years old this year, reaching back to 1995, it is the bluesy folk pop musician Joan Osborne. She released her breakout debut album, Relish, in 1995. And since then, in those 30 years, she has definitely been a critic's favorite and a cult favorite for the blues rock that she makes. Before Joan Osborne, we heard brand new music from Valerie June, Memphis Americana singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist Valerie June. She returned earlier this spring with her fifth album, Owls, Omens, and Oracles. The new album is a full circle moment, revisiting her indie roots while still pushing forward. Valerie June centers on a joyful and spiritual outlook, celebrating growth and resistance. It's an album that is meant to inspire, heal, and unite people. It is definitely on my list of favorite albums released this year so far. Kicking off the entire 2 hours, we started the full mixtape with an R&B legend, truly a trailblazer of the R&B sound. Her initials are R&B, Ruth Brown. We went back to 1953 with her song, Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean, and it was released as a single in January of 1953, over 70 years ago. Now, time for something thoroughly more modern, something of this decade. It is a band that is home-based both in Montreal and Winnipeg. It is a band that was a beginning start for the artist we now know as Begonia. I am talking about folk rock band Chic Gamine right now here on Girly So Groovy.
And running high, can't find the breath to swallow your pride. Down below.
Patriarchy's got you down and you just want to sing, scream, shout the blues, well then you've tuned to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock. Chicago's powerhouse queen of the blues, Coco Taylor right there, an artist that has not been featured here on Girly So Groovy for a hot minute and thought it's time to get that voice back on the airwaves. We heard the song Voodoo Woman. That reaches back to 1975 from Coco Taylor. In the middle, can we talk about In the Middle? When we talk about albums that have come out so far that I'm just loving, this particular album, In the Middle, is one of those. Southern Avenue, a band that uses vintage blues and soul as their musical foundation. Southern Avenue is a band that brews up a sound inspired by their home base of Memphis, Tennessee. Their fourth album is called Family. The album is just a soaring, gritty, uplifting album celebrating love, struggle, determination, and of course, aptly titled Family. The album came out in the spring. I cannot stop featuring it here on Girly So Groovy, and I will continue to do so. We are not a one and done with a single, the hot single off an album. We are a slow simmer, and if there is an album that I think is worth sharing with you, I definitely do that here on the program. Before Southern Avenue, we heard the band Sheikh Gamin with their song All Night. That is the opening song to the band's 2015 album, Light a match. Lots more music to get to coming up in the next half hour. I've got music on the way from Nicolette and the Nobodies, new music from the Beths, some 90s classic alternative rock from Plumtree coming up as well. But before we get to any more music, just let me remind you, when I talk about bands or musicians that just aren't getting enough girly so groovy radio love, I want you to be part of that conversation. The best way you can let me know who you think should be featured on the show is through our social media channels. We're on Facebook at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. And then with Instagram, even easier, GSG Radio. That's where you'll find us. With both of those social media channels, you can message me any request that you think would fit Girly So Groovy. We genre hop, we decade jump, so it is a wide definition of what could fit in the program. Also, too, with those social media channels, we post the playlists in print, provide links to our Mixcloud listening page, as well as links to the bands and musicians featured. Okay, when we talk about new music that's catching my ear, it was back in August that Margot Price released new music. The acclaimed Nashville singer-songwriter Margot Price, she is a musician rooted in retro country and rock. Her fifth album is named Hard Headed Woman. It is an apt title, as Margot Price continues to be an outspoken country outlaw, rallying for women's rights, for her own independence, setting her own course in Nashville. It is a throwback to her debut album that launched her career with that outlaw country sound. New music from Margot Price right now here on Girly So Groovy. When we talk about the patriarchy getting you down, Margot Price has a song for you right here, right now.
Don't let the bastards get you down. Distance till you lose your own existence. Don't let
all night long. But I see these are the things that bring you pleasure. So I'm gonna make some changes in our home. I've heard it said, if you can't beat 'em, join 'em. So if that's the way you've wanted me to be, I'll change if it takes that to make you happy. From now on, you're gonna see a different me. Because you're good girls are gonna go bad. I'm gonna be the swinginest swinger you've ever had. If you like them painted up, powdered up, then you ought to be glad. Because you're good girls are gonna go bad. I'll even learn to like the taste of whiskey. In fact, hardly recognize your wife. I'll buy some brand new clothes and dress up fancy for my journey to the wilder side of life. Because you're good girls are gonna go bad. I'm gonna be the swinginest swinger you've ever had. If you like them painted up, powdered up, then you ought to be glad.
I've got to say thank you to you for indulging me in just decade hopping in this particular episode of Girly So Groovy. I feel like in some ways the two of us have jumped in a time machine and I am erratically going through time. But we need to celebrate voices from any decade, trailblazers, modern marchers. This is Girly So Groovy. Going back to 1967, it is Tammy Wynette, one of the greatest country singers of the 60s and 70s. Tammy Wynette with her song, Your Good Girl's Gonna Go Bad. It is the title track from her 1967 album. In the middle, it is Guelph, Ontario, country and western band Nicolette and the Nobodies. It was just last year that Nicolette and the Nobodies burst on the scene with their album The Long Way. We heard the opening track, Better Days, and then kicking off the set, it is new music from Margot Price. Her latest album is called Hard-Headed Woman. We heard the song Don't Let the Bastards Get You Down. Okay. Again, let's jump into something from 2025. It was back in 2014 that four University of Auckland jazz majors formed a band based on their love of hook-filled indie rock. Well, over a decade and now four albums later, the Beths are back with their new album, Straight Line Was a Lie, with the album proving to be one of their most personal yet. Here we go. Title track, Straight Line Was a Lie, from the Beths here on Girly So Groovy.
One, two, three, four. Sorry, I was thinking about something else.
If I can go,
round again.
Music right there from the long defunct but long celebrated Halifax 1990s alternative rock band Plumtree. It is the song Scott Pilgrim, a song that went on to inspire an entire movie. Plumtree with the song Scott Pilgrim from their 1997 album Plumtree Predicts the Future. In the middle, it is Dutch alternative rock band Pip Blom. From their debut album, Boat, we heard the song Ruby, and then kicking that set off, new music from New Zealand alternative rock band The Betts. Their latest album is called Straight Line Was a Lie. It was released back in August. We heard the title track from The Betts. Well, friends, lots more music to get to. We're only halfway through this two-hour mixtape that we call Girly So Groovy. Before we get to any more music, though, let me remind you, have you missed an episode of Girly So Groovy? No judgment on my part. I'm not rolling my eyes quietly judging, but listen, if you did, for example, if you were gone on summer vacation, anything like that, you can catch up with Girly So Groovy online. We are online at the website that's absolutely free, no membership required. All you need to do is go to mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, ending with an IE. There you will find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy just waiting for you. To press play, press pause, listen at your leisure. There's still the Pride Month episode waiting for you. There's also that episode we did in August where it was a full two-hour mixtape of nothing but song titles that were people's names. Super fun to do. Again, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Before we get into that second hour, let's wrap up this first hour. When we talk about bands that have not received some Girly So Groovy radio love in some time, Montreal alternative rock act Pony Up is definitely one of those bands. They just make this heartfelt, heart-tugging, heart-breaking alternative pop rock. Pony Up. We're going to go back to their 2006 album, Make Love to the Judges with Your Eyes. The song is called The Truth About Cats and Dogs Is That They Die. It's Pony Up right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Let me let you down. I got dirt on my shoelace.
Well, well, well. Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and, of course, to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always sings for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klender. Music coming up in this second hour from My Brightest Diamond, Sinead O'Connor, Suzanne Vega, music on the way from Beth Orton, Suki Waterhouse, music from Reina Tropical. We're going to move kind of through this hour from an heartfelt indie rock vibe right through to absolute Caribbean Latin electronic vibes. Come with me. Connect the dots. I'm going to start off the second hour, though, with an artist that I have said this before, and I am going to say this again. Lucy Dacus, the alternative singer-songwriter, guitarist, and let's be honest, better known these days as one-third of the indie rock supergroup Boy Genius, has released her fourth solo album, Forever is a Feeling. She released it back in March. The album, I have to say, caught me off guard, but in a good way. It is a heartfelt love album. Weeks before the album was released, Lucy Dacus went public with her relationship with Boy Genius bandmate Julian Baker. For all the anxiety, for all the angst, the rage, the fear that 2025 has already brought us, it makes it even more vulnerable, honest, and welcome to revel in love with Lucy Dacus, especially the fact that we're celebrating queer love. Here's Lucy Dacus with Come Out right now here on Girly So Groovy.
I missed your call because I was in a boardroom full of old men guessing what the kids are getting into. There was a cardboard cut out of a cowboy in the corner pointing his gun in my face. I don't belong here, nobody does, except maybe those old men collecting dust. Why am I not wherever you are? There is no distance that wouldn't be too far, even on opposite sides of the room. I am more